Let's dive into today's crypto market scene. As of just before 6 p.m. Hong Kong time on June 12, 2024, the total market cap of the crypto world is at $2.67 trillion, which is up by 5.4% from yesterday, according to SocoValue. However, the total trading volume has dipped to $109.4 billion, down 16.3% from the day before. Moving on, let's dive into the crypto market sector performance. According to SocoValue, all 16 sectors are on the rise with no downturns. The DePIN and SocialFi sectors are particularly noteworthy. The AI sector has jumped by 11.7%, with DBC, Pale, and RNDR making significant gains of 29.6%, 17.9%, and 4.3%, respectively. The DePIN sector is also up by 9.78%, led by LPT and DBC both soaring by 29.6%, and WSI up by 22.4%. Over in the SocialFi sector, there's an 8.01% increase, with Moontone and MBL leading the charge, showing rises of 19.2%, 8.9%, and 5.87%, respectively. After checking out the overall crypto market, let's dive into the top 5 token gainers of the day. According to SocoValue, here's the scoop as of 17:55 Hong Kong time. The top gainer is Lobo the Wolf Pup. Its market cap is practically non-existent, but its coin price has jumped to $0.027465, soaring by 46.1% in just 24 hours. Next up, we've got Moo Moo the Bull. Its coin price is at $0.002689, with a solid 24-hour increase of 40.5%. Taking the third spot is Bakery Swap, priced at $0.3898, and it's up by 39.9%. In fourth place, we have Wojak. Its coin price is $0.001382, climbing by 33.9%. Rounding out the top five is Blockchain Brawlers, with a coin price of $0.012040, marking a 33.7% rise over the last day. According to SocoValue, the price of Bitcoin BTC has hit $69,830, which is a 4.65% increase from yesterday. Its market cap now stands at $1.38 trillion, making up 51.6% of the total crypto market cap. Also, BTC's trading volume over the last 24 hours was $19.34 billion, which is 17.7% of the total trading volume. The next news is about Ethereum, IT. Its price has risen to $3,623.40, up 4.29% from yesterday. ETH's market cap is currently $435.37 billion, representing 16.3% of the total market cap. Its 24-hour trading volume is $8.78 billion, accounting for 8.23% of the total trading volume. Together, BTC and ETH make up 67.9% of the total cryptocurrency market cap, and their combined trading volumes constitute 25.73% of the total trading volume. Let's dive into today's crypto news that you should keep an eye on, courtesy of SocoValue. First up, former President Donald Trump is all in on supporting Bitcoin miners. He's pushing for more Bitcoin mining right here in the U.S. to take on CBDCs, those central bank digital currencies. Trump had a sit-down with some top folks from the industry, and he's making promises to back them big time if he gets re-elected. He's really stressing how crucial it is to have Bitcoin mining on home turf to master the national energy scene. The next news is, Bitcoin's price has taken a dip to $67,000 as investors get jittery before the Federal Open Market Committee meeting and a robust U.S. jobs report. Despite the drop, trading firms like QCP Capital are keeping their hopes up, expecting a strong comeback. They're eyeing $70,000 and $72,000 as key points where things might turn around if the market starts to perk up again. Right now, all eyes are on the $67,000 support level, waiting to see how the upcoming FOMC decision and the chatter about lower interest rates will shake things up. The next news is Zimbabwe is really stepping up its game in the crypto world. They're reaching out to the public and chatting with crypto experts to put together some solid rules for handling cryptocurrencies. The goal is to keep up with the rest of the world and make sure they're doing things right. They're open to suggestions from crypto businesses, both locally and internationally. This move is all about getting a better grip on how the crypto industry ticks and making sure their regulations fit Zimbabwe's unique needs. The next news is Terraform Labs has settled with the SEC for a whopping $4.47 billion. This hefty sum includes $3.5 billion in disgorgement, more than $460 million in pre-judgment interest, and $420 million as a civil penalty. Former CEO Do Kwon is chipping in $200 million to the Terraform bankruptcy estate. This settlement is all about tackling the major fraud issues and helping out investors who took a hit when Terra USD tanked back in 2022. The next news is about Polygon launching a massive $720 million community treasury to boost blockchain projects. They're focusing on developers in both the Polygon and Ethereum spaces. Over the next 10 years, they plan to hand out about 100 million Polygon ecosystem tokens every year. There are two tracks in their community grants program for builders, and it's already open for applications. They're also making strides in zero-knowledge tech. This new grants program is kicking off by giving away 35 million Matic this season, aiming to distribute a whopping 1 billion tokens over the next decade. They're shifting from Matic to the new Poel token to spur growth within the Polygon ecosystem. Builders can apply for grants ranging from 5,000 to over 50,000 Matic until August 31st, 2024. Each year, about 100 million Poel tokens will be given out, all sourced from Polygon's community treasury. The next news is about US Bitcoin ETFs, which really went to town buying up Bitcoin in the first week of June. They snapped up 25,729 BTC, which is pretty much what they got in all of May. That's like 2 months worth of what miners dig up. Since January, these 11 funds have seen a whopping $15.69 billion flow in. But even with all this buying, Bitcoin's price is having a tough time breaking past 70K, thanks to some big picture economic stuff. On the flip side, Bitcoin spot ETFs saw $65 million walk out the door, breaking a 19-day streak of cash coming in. Grayscale's GBTC was at the front of the line for these outflows. The next news is MetaMask, teaming up with Consensus, has rolled out a new pooled staking service for Ethereum. Now, you don't need the usual 32 ETH to get in on the action. This service is all about making the network more decentralized and secure by letting folks stake smaller amounts and still snag some rewards. Although it's not yet available in the US and UK, they're looking to expand soon. Plus, MetaMask has kicked off a native feature called MetaMask Pooled Staking, making it super easy to stake right from your wallet, boosting both security and decentralization. With this new feature, anyone can stake any amount of ETH and help secure the network while earning rewards. The next news is, a report from Crystal Intelligence shows that since 2011, there have been 785 incidents like security breaches, DeFi hacks, and fraud schemes in the crypto world, adding up to nearly $19 billion in thefts. The biggest hit was the 2.9 billion plus token Ponzi scheme back in 2019. Just this year, 2023, we've seen a record 286 thefts, with losses topping 2.3 billion. It's clear that crypto crime is on the rise. The next news is, in May, the spot trading volume on major exchanges went down by 20% from the previous month. The top three exchanges that saw a dip were Crypto.com, down by 3%, HTX, down by 4%, and MEX, down by 10%. On the flip side, the biggest drops were seen at Upbit, down by 40%, BitGet, down by 39%, and Gate, down by 21%. The next news is about a huge Bitcoin move that's got everyone talking. So, 8,000 BTC, which is about $535 million, was shifted from a wallet that hadn't seen any action for over 5.5 years. This stash was spread out to several places, including the exchange Binance. Now, this big move is thought to be one of the reasons why Bitcoin's price took a dive, dropping under $67,000. This all happened right around the time when everyone was waiting on some economic news from the USA, which might also sway the market a bit. That's a wrap for today. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope you found this useful. Don't forget to check out esosovalue.xyz, your go-to spot for all things crypto. It's packed with the latest market trends and essential info to keep you in the know. Catch you next time. Goodbye.